Why meat and fat are the real superfoods. Hey folks, it's Dr. Sean Baker here. Let's talk today about why meat and fat are essential to be part of your diet. These are clearly essential for human health. Let's talk about five essential nutrients that we can find in meat. You guys ready? Here we go. So first, vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is critical for forming red blood cells in the body. These red cells help your body to distribute nutrition and energy. Without B12, you won't have any energy, or very little energy, be it for working out, building muscle, driving to work, healing, playing with your kids, or even brushing your teeth. Nutrient number two is creatine. Now, creatine, as many of you guys have heard about in bodybuilding circles, but it has a number of benefits for the body. But creatine is an amino acid that, when consumed, increases the body's capacity to produce energy. It's stored in muscles and provides the tissues with energy when needed. So when you eat more creatine-rich meat, you increase the body's ability to make energy. Additionally, creatine has been shown to be beneficial for both brain and cardiac health. Our third nutrient is heme iron. Heme iron is a unique type of iron only found in meat. It is the most bioavailable form of iron and plays an important role in transporting oxygen throughout the body. Remember, iron deficiency anemia is one of the most common deficiencies throughout the world. Without enough heme iron, the body sees a decrease in red cells, oxygen, and perceived energy. This can be show up as something called anemia, which again is very common, particularly in women. Anemia can cause symptoms like dizziness, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, and even fatigue.
Yikes.
One simple way to prevent this is to eat enough heme iron rich meat. Okay, vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is the most bioavailable form of vitamin D. It helps the body to absorb calcium and phosphorus, which are critical for bone health. It's been shown to improve symptoms of depression, it can decrease chances of heart disease and multiple sclerosis, and supports the immune system. Certain animal foods like salmon, anchovies, sardines, and eggs are especially rich in vitamin D3. Okay, number five is DHA. DHA is an omega-3 fatty acid that can be only found in animals. It helps reduce inflammation. It's critical for our brain function. In fact, 8% of the weight of the human brain is made up of DHA. DHA can be found in all animal products, but especially rich in sources of DHA include salmon, mackerel, sardines, and anchovies. Okay, let's talk about now fat in a little more detail. Why is that essential?
Hey, don't call me fat.
Why do we need fat? Well, first of all, if you don't have enough in your fat in your diet, if you eat a very low fat diet, you actually increase your chances of diabetes. Fat helps to regulate insulin, creates hormones, and repairs mitochondria. These are all crucial to helping us maintain a healthy blood sugar. Moreover, without including enough fat, one is prone to overeat those dreadful carbohydrates, well, particularly the refined carbohydrates. So that is something that many people fill their diet out with when they don't consume enough fat. With an excessively low-fat diet and excessively high carbohydrate intake, and remember, excessively high, blood sugars can increase to unmanageable levels, insulin can become quite elevated, and this over time can contribute to the creation of diabetes. You also, without enough fat in your diet, can actually increase the chance of metabolic syndrome. A recent study showed that very low-fat diets, despite being 500 calories lower than a comparison higher-fat diet, resulted in higher, despite lower calories, higher rates of metabolic disease markers. They had an increase of developing, again, metabolic syndrome. They had higher visceral fat. They had higher blood pressure. They had issues with HDL, higher fasting blood glucose, and higher triglycerides. This contradicts the hypothesis that restricting calories increases health and lifespan and implies that fewer calories with enough nutritious fats results in significantly negative outcomes. Again, without enough fat, you have less access to critical nutrients. Remember that if you don't need enough dietary fat, the body won't have access to critical fat-soluble vitamins, specifically vitamin A, D, E, and K. Without these vitamins, many health complications will arise, including brittle bones, poor eyesight, skin issues, acne, blood clots. And the only way to really truly absorb enough of this is in the context of having enough dietary fat. So there you have it, eating enough fat and meat is imperative for your health. They are nature's true superfoods. If you'd like to read the study I've referenced today, I'll drop it in the show notes below. In the meantime, please like, subscribe, eat some extra meat today. Thanks everybody for watching. This is Dr. Baker. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye now.